So make yourself comfortable. When you're ready, just close your eyes. And mute yourself. As we gather together, may we remember that you and we all have been blessed. So as we bless one another, to be a blessing. As you breathe in and breathe out, this breath we share with all that breathes. Take a moment and feel the love of the universe flowing through this community into you and out into the universe again. As you close your eyes and feel your breath and feel the energy. You are more than you know and more beloved than you know. This is a time to take up what power is yours to create a safe haven, to make of earth a heaven, giving hope to those you encounter that they may know safety from inner and outer harm, that they may be happy and at peace. Be the blessing you already are. That is enough. As you become aware that you are the creator of your life. Today, we are going to affirm that you have the ability to create your own life and how you choose to live it. You no longer need to be shaped by the hands of people who don't have your best interests at heart, either in this lifetime or previous lifetimes. You no longer need to be the product of a dysfunctional upbringing. Your inner child deserves better than that. It's important at this time to begin to understand that you are the writer of your book of life. You can edit, delete, change, or expand. You are the sculptor using the clay, and you can add a piece here, take away another piece over there. You can build up areas that are weak, thin out areas that are dense and impenetrable, should you so choose. You can even create an inner structure that allows yourself to be freestanding. Knowing this, understanding this, allowing your mind to relax even deeper. As I count from 1 to 20, following your breath, breathing in and breathing out. Breathing in and breathing out. Counting down now, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, following the rhythm of your breath, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Letting your breath connect you to the rhythm of the universe, the ebb and flow of the tides, the waxing and waning of the moon, the rhythm of your breath. 11, 12, relaxing down, down, down. 13, 14, 15, all the way down. 16, 17, 18, 19 and 20. and find yourself in a place where you feel safe. It could be inside or outside. It can be real or imagined. It's your safe place, where you can acknowledge and accept that you are the writer of your book of life. Your possibilities are endless. You may never be finished creating yourself, always in the state of becoming. With faith in your recovery process and trust in your higher power, you create a new being from all that you've inherited through your DNA, choosing only the kindest, the wisest knowing from your elders, choosing only beneficial energies from your soul journey and your current learnings, letting go of anything that no longer serves you well. Now, at this time, you're choosing to take the very best parts of yourself through time, space, dimension, and perceptions. Choose now the very best parts of yourself through time, space, dimension, and perception. Take the time as you journey, exploring the archetypes of the past, yourself in different roles, as you became the role to learn and grow and flourish in this lifetime. Choose now what you wish to keep and what you wish to discard. There's parts of you that no longer serve you well. Choose now. That's right. Now ask your guide and your higher self to join us here in this place of learning. This space around a table of wisdom and perspective. Your guide and your higher self. Ask them to join us now. Now call upon those parts of you, the archetypes of perspective which you became, so that you could learn the soul lessons. Ask them to come forward now at this time, so that you may learn from them yet again. But only those parts or archetypes which allow you to grow and flourish in your current lifetime. Those parts of you which add value, kindness, awareness, and knowing to the light you shared. Those parts which allow you to release all negative, toxic, and blocking energy. And we ask now, in the name of all there is, for these parts of you, these archetypes, these personalities and perspectives, to make themselves known to you now. As you do, you may become aware of different figures or energy centers which represent the different parts or archetypes of you from your past lives. Some of these may show as pure golden light or colors, or even white light. They may take the form of a human or an animal, or just shifting energy centers. However they show, invite and allow them to come forward and take place, a seat at your table of wisdom. Imagine this table now. Is it long, oblong, round? What is it made of? Or maybe it's just light. Become aware of this table of wisdom, how it manifests for you. And take a look around the table with your guide at your side and become aware of which personalities, which perspectives, which archetypes have made themselves known to you. Also become aware that your inner child is seated at the table, smiling and watching and learning. Maybe you can see the energies of these past life parts of you, or see one or many. And I'm going to list some of them. And maybe you don't sense or see the ones I'm going to list. Maybe you see others, but take your time and search for these past life parts of you. And your list may or may not include, for instance, the caregiver who always wants to help others to the point sometimes of martyrdom, maybe even being exploited. But the caregiver has compassion and generosity. On the other hand, you may see the orphan was forever worried about being left behind or ignored and spends life aiming to please, to be accepted. At your table, you may have that part of you from the past life that was a hero, who always wants to be seen as strong and competent, but is fearful of appearing vulnerable. And if you look carefully, you may see that part of you as the rebel from different lifetimes, or maybe even this lifetime, who seeks radical freedom, but who fears being powerlessness. It may be that the visionary there who makes things happen, but maybe because they're such a perfectionist, they end up dreaming without action. As you look around the table, you may see the shaman or the magician who understands the fundamental laws of nature. This may have been a part of you in your past life, a healer. Or on the other hand, you may be a victim, either from this life or past life, that you brought in with you, who experiences life as a given, with no sense of self-power or self-direction. And as you look around the table, there may be others I haven't mentioned, representing different parts of you from other lifetimes, or maybe just one or two. Take your time and recognize these archetypes. They've traveled with you through time and space and dimension. And take the time now to acknowledge each one. Welcome them with grateful thanks for taking their place at your table. And they're here so that we may receive the wisdom and understanding from each of these generous beings. So as you look around the table, move toward that part of you which has been with you the longest through many of your lifetimes. Maybe it's the victim, caregiver, elder, shaman. I don't know. The one that's with you the longest. Turn to them now. And with great humility and an open heart, ask without judgment or presupposition. Ask with great respect. Ask from your heart. What changes do you need to make to fully receive the gift of the guidance that they can give you in your life. Listen now with an open heart and mind for the answer. And when you receive it, just let that answer enter your wisdom center. And then ask, what is within me that's been blocking this pure, beneficial manifestation in my life? And again, listen with an open heart and mind for the answer. You may hear the answer or feel it, or just know it. What has been blocking you? And when you receive that answer, allow the energy to flow toward you, to envelop who you are, blessing, healing, educating, releasing all limitation, and integrating all that is of value from your past self into your today being now. And when you're ready, turn to the next being that has the most power at your wisdom table and ask without judgment, great respect and humility, what changes do I need to make to fully receive the gift of your energies and guidance in my life? And listen deeply with your heart and an open mind for the answer. And then ask, when you have it, what is it within me that's been blocking the pure beneficial manifestation in my life? And again, listen with an open heart and mind. And you may hear it or feel it or just know it. Be aware of your breath. Breathing in the answer, the wisdom, and the healing. Releasing all limitations, transforming and integrating all that is of value in your past selves into your today being, now. Now look around the table and choose the next one that's making the most impact in your current life that you wish to acknowledge from another lifetime or this lifetime. And ask with great respect and humility, what change do I need to make to fully receive the gift of your energies and guidance in my life? So whether it be an orphan, a hero, a healer, a magician, any one of your parts or archetypes, including the victim, listen now with an open heart and mind for the answer. And whether you hear it, feel it, or sense it, acknowledge it. And when you've received it, let the answer enter your wisdom center and ask, what is it within me that's been blocking your beneficial manifestation in my life? Listen with your open heart and mind the answer. And let that answer enter your wisdom center allow this to happen as each life, past life part of you shares the wisdom, traits, understandings, and blessings from previous times. Absorb this information at a deep cellular level for your highest good. Choosing to release all past blockages so that you may allow your true magnificence to flourish now. And give grateful thanks to all those parts of you that have journeyed through many lifetimes. Now that you've absorbed their wisdom, you no longer need to carry them. They're free to return to the universal energy, and your energy is free to become complete for you now, at this time, in this lifetime, to achieve your soul purpose for your highest self, here, now. And as these old parts of you leave, you may feel a tingling, a lightness, or even a buzzing at a base cellular level. This is a time of celebration as you come into your wholeness with a fresh and clear start, allowing you to become the best you can be, the best you choose to be for this time and place where you are right now in this current lifetime. And at this time, put your hand over your heart as you breathe in and breathe out and recall all your life teachers. Yes, even those that hurt you, since the hurt teaches you something also. Look at your life teachers. Gaze at them one by one and thank them for the lessons they have taught you. Each one is a blessing. And call in at this time from your heart your family members, even those that you may be estranged from at this time. And thank them for what they are teaching you at this time. Maybe it's resilience, maybe it's forgiveness, maybe it's understanding, I don't know. Gaze at them one by one and thank them for the lessons they are teaching you. And at this time, call on your friends, those you hold close to your heart, and thank each of them for holding space for you along your life's journey. Every single person has played a role in getting you to this moment. See their role in your life at this time and honor it. Now, imagine that young child that is you, walking towards you. Allow them to approach you. Ask them what their wishes are for you at this time. Hold that in and welcome them into your adult self with love and acceptance. Accept them fully into your being. And place them in a corner of your heart. And at this time, may any pain or negativity you're holding from the past, in your mind, spirit, or body, or cell memory, be released and resolved forever in the white light of the spirit of all there is. And may they be replaced with joy, health, and the constant awareness of your connection with the universe, with God's light surrounding you and nurturing you for the rest of your productive, compassionate, never-ending life. At this time, we call in all people, all creatures, all animals, all those in existence near and far, known to us and unknown to us, all beings on the earth, in the air, in the water. We're opening ourselves to including rather than excluding, of connecting rather than overlooking, of caring rather than being indifferent. And ultimately, we are open in this way to all beings everywhere without distinction, without separation. May all beings live in safety, be happy, be healthy, live with ease, and feel the energy of this aspiration extending infinitely in front of you, either side of you, behind you, above and below, as your heart extends in countless ways, leaving no one out. May all beings live in safety, be happy, be healthy, live with ease, and be the blessing you already are, knowing that is enough. Be the blessing you already are, that is enough. And take a deep breath, and as I count from 10 to 1, allow your energy to slow down and return to your body, slowly and gently, with great respect and gratitude for your mind, your body, and your energy. Coming back now, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, to shrug your shoulders, wiggle your toes, and one, bring yourself back. Come on back. Let me see you, please. I need to see you. Make sure you're okay. If you need to rub your hands together, that's good. Yeah, that's good. Shrug your shoulders, bring yourself back. Don't forget, be the blessing you already are. And you're the author of your book. It's important to know that. Nobody else can write your story for you.
It's so dark. Or I'll turn on this light. Can you turn that light?
Sorry? Jeannie, are you with us?
Yes. Okay. My cat's Matt. He got here late.
I'm Maxine.
He normally does it with us.
I know. We usually have a couple of cats on the journey. Comments. If you're making notes or have comments or questions, now's the time.
Georgina, is there a place that we can listen to that again? It was beautiful.
Thank you. Yes, Podomatic. They're all recorded.
Uh-huh.
And they're on Podomatic. So if you want the connection, just connect with Elle at my website. Yeah.
Thank you so much. It was wonderful.
Oh, good. Good.
Thank you so much, Georgina.
You, Georgina.
Okay. Welcome.
Enjoy your weekend.
Any questions apart from that? You know where to reach me if you need to. At my website or email. Any questions or concerns, always. Georgina@GeorginaCannon.com. Always. Okay. Stay well. Wear your mask. Stay cool. Be the blessing you already are. Okay.
Thanks.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Blessings. Blessings. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Oops.